about them, your parents, where they were born and all of them?
My parents were born, my dad was born here in Natchitoches. His dad was born here in Natchitoches. And his dad was born here in Natchitoches. And his dad was born here in Natchitoches. Does that clear it up?
What about your mother?
My mother was born in Campy, which was 20 miles up the road here.
Uh-huh.
Campy? Campy, C-A-M-P-T-I. It's another Indian name.
That's in this town?
Mm-hmm. It's 15 miles north of Natchitoches. But she only lived there, born, well, she was born there, but that was all. She lived in Natchitoches all her life.
What sort of education did your parents have?
My mother finished normal school, they called it then. Northwestern was called Normal Teachers College.
Mm-hmm.
And she never did teach, just went to college and that was it. My daddy finished high school and went to college 1 year and hated it. And just quit, wouldn't go back.
Was your father in the hardware business all your life? Or?
No, my dad was just very mechanical minded. In fact, I got a brother that's so mechanical minded, it's unbelievable. And he was superintendent of the lights and water plant here. We have our own electrical system for this city where we produce our own electricity. And most towns this size do not have this.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped get that started and did that until 1945. And at that time is when he opened his hardware store.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother? Did she ever work?
No, never worked a day in her life. She plays bridge 24 hours a day.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Another French name.
Uh-huh. Do either of your parents speak French?
No. Even though this is an old French town, people in Natchitoches quit speaking French here early. And the reason was that this town, Natchitoches, was a jumping off place for everybody traveling to San Antonio or anywhere in Texas or Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
See, coming from the east or going north, you see, to places like St. Louis or what have you. And but this was the last stop you had to go before you by riverboat. You could go no further than this. There was a log jam on the Red River that went all the way from Natchitoches to Shreveport, 75 miles. It was
a log
jam. They call it the Great Raft. And the Red River is very turbulent at high water times, and still is. But these, and the banks are real soft, and it's always caving. Well, the banks of this river are lined with trees, see? And these things kept falling in the river for all these hundreds of years, and it was actually just a mass of dead trees jammed so tight that the water was passing under them, and they even formed almost like islands, but they were just dead, you know, and they call that a raft. And it went for 75 miles, see, up the river. Now, all these little lakes that are around that you see on the map, Black Lake and Clear Lake, and Lake Bistineau and Caddo Lake and all these lakes, were formed because the water could not go through this raft, and it had to go somewhere, so it went out on the side, see, and formed these lakes. All of those lakes in northwest Louisiana are formed because of the Great Raft on the river.
How long was that there?
Oh, it was hundreds of years. And In 1833, this map up here shows the Great Raft on the river, on the map. The government sent in a man by the name of Captain Shreve, who was his job was to unstop this thing, get the logs flowing back down, which he did. It took about 10 years. And of course, when he did that, they named the little community that had 400 or 500 people up the river Shreveport, see, after him for doing this.